Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining. Reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. There's no Deanna today, y'all, so I'm a little sad, but it's all right. You want to know why? Because I'm going to qualify somebody for the Ultimate Mother's Day Experience. Check that out at 7 a.m. Oh, yeah, it's going down. Plus, Lela James tickets. She's coming to the town. I got those tickets for That's My Jam. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. That's coming up at around 7:50 with that free legal advice right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. But you already know, it's Tuesday, so we need some tacos. Give me some of them street jalapeno tacos, steak, hella cheese, onion. Y'all know how I do, because you already know it is Taco Tuesday, and I do not have my LeBron James drop. It's Taco Tuesday. You'll hear it later on, right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. It's Hot 103 Jams, y'all.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Walk barefoot through the grass. Swim briskly in the ocean. Look people in the eyes as you listen patiently to what they are saying. Feel the texture. Breathe in the aroma of the world around you. Ground yourself often in the reality of existence. Carry yourself continually in the authenticity of your own being. It's enticing to get yourself whisked into a frenzy by concepts and images that have only a tenuous connection to what is real. Indulge your imagination, for it has unique value. Yet always keep in mind who and what you really are. Every day offers opportunities for rich, profound experiences. The best of them are the most honest, well-grounded ones. Keep yourself well connected to the miracle and reality of being. That is the fertile territory which you live your best life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. It might gonna be a little cool today, y'all, but right now you are cloudy at 49 in South KC. So Oprah Winfrey, she recently visited a college. I think it was at a young boys prep or something like that. And man, she had these inspiring words for these young men. Check this out.
This has been a great, great joy for me. Just a joy. Such a reward. I feel so rewarded by every single young man who has spoken here today.
And excellence is what I feel exuding from every single young man in this room. I am so proud of you, and you should be proud of yourselves. I'm proud of the character that you exhibited. I'm proud of the courage. I'm proud of all the times that you wanted to give up on yourself, and you didn't.
Okay, so look, y'all, my bad. Mistake on my behalf. Not just some prep school. It was Morehouse, the Morehouse. Of course, HBCU. So the Morehouse men, they got through their school, you know, via her scholarship program, and now they're about to graduate. So that's why that Oprah was so emotional with her Oprah Scholars pre-graduation dinner that they had. So, man, imagine the impact that that would have on a young man's life, hearing that coming from Oprah, one of the most, you know, successful people of all time, especially a black woman at Morehouse. Very special, very special. So, speaking of not necessarily special, I want to say Run DMC is special. That was a special group to me. But there was a third man accused in the 2002 murder of Run DMC's late Jam Master Jay. He's officially pleaded guilty. This is according to NBC News. Jay Bryant, 52, admitted in federal court on Monday that he played a role in a deadly ambush of the Run DMC legend, whose real name was Jason Mizell. Bryant had previously pleaded guilty, or not guilty, after being charged nearly 3 years ago, but has now taken responsibility for his involvement. So hopefully that provides some peace for the friends and family of Jam Master Jay. Definitely a legend in my book, man. And that's the way it is. Yo, I played this instrumental purposely, this run, this specific one, because shout out to Julie Jones. This is a head nod to her because she used to have a segment called It's Like That. So, Julie, thinking about you. Love you. We miss you, man.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, One West Side. Grand Hustle in the building. Let you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You did.
U.S. Department of Education announced on Friday that three Kansas City area school districts have policies that violate federal law. The Education Department Student Privacy Police Office determined that Olathe Public Schools, Shawnee Mission School District, and Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools in our area violated the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. So this agency's Office for Civil Rights concluded that the Title IX of the Education Amendments of the 1972 was violated as well. And so back in 2025, August of 2025, a federal investigation was launched into the four districts after a complaint from the Defense of Freedom Institute, where an investigation escalated from an ongoing battle between the school districts and the Kansas Attorney General, Chris Kobach, who claimed that the district used gender identity to determine access to sports teams and locker rooms, and that the district concealed the social transitioning of their children from their parents. So y'all already know where this is going. This is going to be an ongoing thing. And yeah, it is what it is at this point. It's like, it's just certain things that you have to follow, I guess, in order for them not to investigate you.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So check out this crazy story. And you know, this is to all the scammers who's tapping in. Three people received sentences of jail time for an insurance fraud scheme that alleged a bear had damaged luxury vehicles. Only, it wasn't no bear. Just a person wearing a bear suit and wielding a claw-style utensil. So California authorities say that three people were sentenced for their roles in a scheme that netted more than $140,000 in insurance payouts for damage to luxury vehicles. Now, the video footage shows that there is someone wearing a bear suit staged an attack on the cars, which were then claimed against the insurance. The vehicles involved, check this out, listen to this line of vehicles: a 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost, a 2015 Mercedes G63 AMG, and a 2022 Mercedes E350. At least they got taste. All three individuals pleaded no contest to felony insurance fraud. They were sentenced to serve 180 days in jail on weekends. Dang, on the weekends. Pay more than $100,000 in restitution and serve 2 years in probation. And then there was a fourth individual. They're expected in court in September 2026. So all of y'all dummies are going to jail for this. Like, y'all thought y'all was going to get away with this with a bear costume and some utensils? And you know what utensils they use. I'm sure. Do y'all know the bear claw utensils that they use to carve up meat, to chop up meat? They literally look like bear claws. I bet you they was dumb enough to do something like that. When scamming and scheming goes wrong.
It's your boy, Funny Marco, a.k.a. Marco, and I'm hustling, shining in the morning. Make sure y'all tap in. Let's get it.
Yo, shout out to everybody who's tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning on that app, on that Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for doing that. And also, shout out to every... I'm sorry, we ain't got the stream today, man. D, she done took off. And yeah, we don't have the stream. But if you normally watch the stream, man, we love and appreciate you. But also, shout out to all the cousins who out here doing it the old school way. You out here riding around in Kansas City getting it. Shout out from I-49 in Belton. Look, you driving on 150 Highway to I-49. We love and appreciate you. Shout out to everybody driving right now on 169 Highway and I-29. Make sure that you take it easy, okay, cousin? Or if you driving in Top City, I-70 in Topeka or I-70 in Lawrence, to the downtown loop, everybody that's tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning, thank you for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. We know and realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us, and we love and appreciate you so much. Now it's time for that roll call. Let's go. Time for that 7-Eleven Hustle and Shine roll call. Rich Harris, man, he's always tapped in on a good Taco Tuesday. Appreciate you, dog. Stacy, she said making a terrific Taco Tuesday. We trying to, for sure. What you want on yours? The Kirkwood and Solomon family always in the building. Shout out to Chef Taco, a kid in the kitchen, always doing big things. Anastasia Jackson, good morning, cousin. I see you in the building. Cynthia Good is tapping in on the text line. Good morning, good morning. Let's see. Happy sixth birthday to my granddaughter, Kalani. Love, Grandma Nicole. Oh, happy birthday, Kalani. Let's see. Happy birthday to my sister, Cynthia Cheatman. That's coming up from Sheila Stevenson. Shout out to you. Happy birthday, Grandpa Sam from the 402. Let's see. Lefatrice Sorrell says, graduate Patience Davis. Shout out to you. Want to give a shout out to my Jazz and Caden for graduating this month from Ty. Okay, okay. This 7-Eleven. Well, look, I see what D be going through with this. This is deep right here. Shouting out my favorite morning crew at Hot 103 Jams. It's your favorite cousin from listening every morning from Miriam. Down Shiny Mission Parkway to Ward. I see you in the building, cousin. Good morning. To everyone in Kansas City, enjoy this Taco Tuesday from Sarah. Good morning to you, Sarah. Have an amazing day at school, kids. Jameer and Nova, Messiah and Kenya, knock that math test out. Okay. Carmen Nard, good morning to you. We see you in the building, cousin. Happy 26th birthday to my daughter, Tony. And also happy birthday to my cousin, Serena. Love you, girlie. Shout out to everybody participating in that Hustle and Shine 7-Eleven roll call.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. Today, look for highs in the lower 60s, cloudy skies, and 51 currently in Raytown. So, Clarissa Shields is celebrating Krishan Rock's fight, and she's even offering some boxing lessons.
I got to see Krishan Rock have her pro debut. Like, Krishan been through so much, and we got to see it up close and personal. To see her actually come out and win and put her fighting skills to use, to actually have like some dedication, to see her praise God, like that was very moving to me. Wherever she go, whenever she want to come and train, I'm open to it, and I'll teach her what I know and, you know, give her some tips. And she did really, really good, and I'm just happy for her.
That's precious. That's good. Change is always good, man, especially when it's for the better. And seeing somebody transition into a new part of their life is always a blessing to experience. It kind of inspires you to kind of do the same. In other news, Chris Brown is welcoming another baby. Him and his partner Jada Wallace announced the birth of that baby. And of course, you know, Chris Brown was quick to clap back at an IG user in the comments who asked why he wasn't in the maternity photos. I will refuse to say what he said because I want to stay employed. So this is what he said.
Leave me the hell alone.
In paraphrase.
What up, y'all? It's your girl Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Speaking of KCK, the mayor and commissioners of the unified government of Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, publicly committed yesterday to securing a low-barrier homeless shelter and reversing the unsafe camping ordinance passed in November. So the commitment happened at a meeting that clergy and community organizers in KCK held on call on local authorities to address homelessness, affordable housing, and rising property taxes. So Churches Unified for Justice is a group founded in 2021, plus leaders participating in an annual spring event where clergy address community injustices that led the push for change. And yesterday's assembly focused on creating a housing trust fund and building a local shelter, something that is very needed, just not only in KCK, but everywhere. I know it's some pushback in Overland Park from people trying to, you know, stop them from building a shelter. But come on, y'all, the more shelters, the worse. Is that how you think? That can't possibly be how you think. Okay, whatever. I'm glad that KCK is righting that wrong right there.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Let's throw it through to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got?
We're going to be talking about family access motions. Okay, this is something that you can file even without an attorney if you have an existing court-ordered parenting plan that the other parent is not following. So say that you have already gone to court, you already have a parenting plan that's signed off by the judge, and the other parent takes the child and does not give the child back. You can then file what's called a family access motion. It's a motion. The forms for it are online. All you have to do is Google it. I Googled it myself and it came right up. You can fill out that form and then file it with the court, pay a filing fee, and it's under $200. Have the other person served, and then you can have them served by the sheriff. The circuit clerk will help you out with that form. And then you can go into court, tell the judge what is going on and why you're not able to have access to the child. And then a couple of things are going to happen. One, if the judge rules in your favor that you've been denied access according to a parenting plan, then they will give you makeup parenting time. They'll also have the other person pay for your attorney's fees if you have an attorney, and any other expenses that were involved in you accessing your right to the child. And so this is only available if you have a parenting plan. So it's super important, even if you are getting along with the other parent right now, that you go through the steps of getting a parenting plan signed by a judge so that you have enforceable rights. Just because you pay child support does not mean that you have an enforceable right to custody or parenting time. All right, so if you've got questions about this, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com or on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday, so at 11:30, we have Faith Justice Victory on KPRT Gospel 1590. I'm super excited to be going over this concept more in depth. And if you see a child, especially as we get towards the end of the school year, a lot of children are testing right now, make sure to say something encouraging. So my verse of the day is Philippians 4:13. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So I am super excited for all of the amazing things that you all are going to do. Shout out to all of my friends at True Light. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Speaking of the WNBA game, I was there last night to check out the Minnesota Lynx facing Nigeria. It was very entertaining. That was my first time watching basketball at T-Mobile Center. I had never watched basketball in there. Only, matter of fact, the only basketball game I've ever went to, NBA game, it was Kobe's last game 10 years ago in 2016. So, but just watching basketball at T-Mobile Center, it's like it was perfectly made for basketball. But now, like, T-Mobile Center is like 17 years old now, so it's not considered a new state-of-the-art arena. One, two, like, in order for us to get a professional team, we have to support it. Like, the investors have to see that, oh, we're heavily invested in this product. And wasn't quite like that last night, but people who was there had a good time. I want to say my favorite thing about the WNBA game last night, Of course, everything was great. The game was good. The competitors, the game itself was pretty good. Although I think Minnesota Lynx pulled out a little later on. But just the young children in there, the young ladies in there cheering and screaming for their favorite players and all that. I really enjoyed seeing the young women, like the young girls having a good time and really getting into it. Like how we see with us doing how Chiefs football was, like. Yeah, the young women, the young ladies, they were really, really into it. So I really enjoyed that, man. Hopefully we can have more NBA and WNBA teams slide through to Kansas City. Maybe we can get one of our own one day. Hopefully.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824. Today, look for highs to top out the lower 60s. Currently, mostly cloudy and 51 in South KC. Oh man, so this Megan Thee Stallion thing, man, I got a feeling this is gonna linger all week. WNBA player though, Lexi Brown, look, she had to shut down the rumors today. So she shut down those online rumors involving her name after people attempted to link her to Klay Thompson after the breakup with Megan Thee Stallion. So I got a feeling that she ain't gonna be the only one trying to shut down rumors. It's probably gonna be a plethora of people. As this, like I said, it ain't gonna die down no time soon, so buckle up. In other news, Young Miami, she was recently speaking at an event, and where, man, I was impressed. She gave up some pretty good advice. Tap in.
Keep your head up, keep going, pray about it. You gotta believe. Like, sometimes when I just be like, all right, I be like, why I'm being negative instead of being positive? Like, let me be positive, let me speak positivity into me. So whenever I be negative, I have to correct myself. Stop. Let's say this gonna work. Let's say this gonna happen. So I like to manifest. So I manifest a lot. Sometimes you gotta give yourself grace. I just think that whenever I'm just being hard on myself, I'm like, da-da-da-da, God be like, girl, come on, baby girl, I got you.
He always does that.
So I feel like every day I wake up, it's between me and him.
That's same.
I don't do nothing without God. I wake up and praise God. I go to sleep, praise God. Like, I love God.
I love
him. That's a quotable right there. I wake up every day and it's between me and him. Man, that's a word right there. I like that. Between scamming and Puffy and she has some pretty good advice right there. I like that.
Duh.
Deanna will be proud.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Once again, it's time to wish those reliable, patient, and practical Taurus some happy birthdays.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to legendary Bay Area rapper Too Short. Sending birthday love to actress Aisha Allen. Happy 45th birthday to movie actress Jessica Alba. Happy 52nd birthday to movie actress Penelope Cruz. And happy 76th birthday to legendary TV show host and comedian Jay Leno. All right, now let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Cino Carter, Madison Mizell, and Ashley Manlove. Sending birthday love to Joshua Davis, Dominique White, and Sarana Brown. Happy birthday, Tiffany Raglin, and You Got Mike. Plus, sending birthday love to Deshaun Davis and everybody else born on April 28th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This Tanisha got on me.
Got a wild one. Tanisha, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I like to hear that. Well, what you doing this morning? Where you headed to?
Well, I'm driving around cruising down Route 1 Neil.
Okay. All right.
Trying to chase a car down.
Chase a car down? Would you? You sure you want to put that out? You okay?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay. All right.
Told me I took the car, so I'm trying to find it.
Oh no, okay. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I can't tell y'all that.
No? Okay. It's a secret scent. We gonna keep it like that. Oh no. Okay, look, you just want to get pulled over today. Look, man, you trying to win these two tickets to go see Lela James live at the To Be Honest Tour May 1st?
You know I am.
All right, here we go. Finish these lyrics.
With them other guys, where you in my eyes, helping me dance.
Quarter after
oh my gosh.
Two, just to pull up on you.
Oh, God.
I know I got the lyrics wrong, but I'm going to try.
That's good enough for me. Hey! That's my jam. It ain't got to be perfect. It ain't even got to be accurate. You just got to sing along.
I know the beginning part, the most important part.
Well, you got these two tickets to see Lila James live at the To Be Honest Tour this coming Friday at the Madrid Theater. Who you taking with you?
I might take my old man. He's been acting okay.
Okay. This is Fueled by Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Go ahead and tell the town who that is.
That's Hot 103 Jam. Y'all never forget to slam that Z. Hustle and Shine.